ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 36. Kalim Sabha Jayantyaya Gunagya Sarabhagina Yatra Sankirtane Naiva Sarva Svarto Bilabhyate. Kalim, the age of Kali, Sabajayanti, they praise Arya, progressive souls, Gunagya, who know the true value of the age, Sharabhagina, who are able to pick out the essence, Yatra, in which Sankirtanena, by the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord, Eva, merely, Sarva, all, Svaarta, desired goals, Abhilabhyate, are attained. Translation, those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga, because in this fallen age all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtana. Purport, it's stated here that among the four ages, Satya, Treta, Dvapara and Kali, Kali Yuga is actually the best, because in this age the Lord mercifully distributes the highest perfection of consciousness, namely Krishna consciousness, very freely. The word Arya has been defined by Srila Prabhupada as one who is advancing spiritually. The nature of an advanced person is to search for the essence of life. For example, the essence of the material body is not the body itself, but the spirit soul that is within the body. Therefore, an intelligent person gives more attention to the eternal spirit soul than to the temporary body. Similarly, although Kali Yuga is considered to be a notion of contamination, there is also a notion of good fortune in Kali Yuga, namely the Sankirtan movement. In other words, all of the degraded qualities of this age are completely counteracted by the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Thus it is stated in the Vedic literature, Jayan krite yajan yagyas, yagyas, tretayam dvaparer chayan, yadap noti tadap noti kalo sankirtya keshavam. Whatever is achieved in Satya Yuga by meditation, in Treta by offering ritual sacrifices, and in Dvapara by temple worship, is achieved in Kali Yuga by chanting the names of Lord Keshava congregationally. The Vedic process gradually lifts the conditioned entity out of the darkness of ahankara, or false identification with the gross material body, and brings him to the platform of self-realization, or aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, I am eternal. One has to make further progress to discover that although one is eternal, there is a superior eternal entity who is the Lord himself within one's own heart and within every atom in the material universe. Beyond this second phase of self-realization, there is a third and final stage of perfection, which is the realization of Bhagavan, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his own abode. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not primarily the superintendent of this world, but rather the enjoyer of his own world, which is beyond the most fantastic dreams of the conditioned living entity. In other words, although the king or president of a country is ultimately the controller of the prison department, the king or president derives actual pleasure within his own palace and not in administering justice to the foolish prisoners. Similarly, the Lord appoints the demigods to administer the material creation on his behalf, while he himself personally enjoys the ocean of transcendental bliss in his own transcendental kingdom. Thus, realization of the Lord within his own kingdom is far superior to the primitive understanding that the Lord is the creator of the prison of the material world. This realization of Bhagavan begins with understanding that there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky, and that on each of them a particular expansion of Narayan dwells with his innumerable devotees who are attached to that particular form. The central and chief planet in the spiritual sky is called Krishna Loka, and there the personality of Godhead exhibits his supreme and original form of Govinda. As confirmed by Lord Brahma, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami, Lord Brahma also states, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam, Brahma Samhita 5.1. Thus, love of Krishna and entrance into Krishna's planet in the spiritual sky is the most supremely perfect and exalted status of life available anywhere at any time throughout the totality of existence. That perfection is available in Kali Yuga simply by chanting the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, every sane man, woman or child should deeply understand the unprecedented opportunity offered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and seriously take up the chanting process. Only the most unfortunate an irrational person will neglect this transcendental opportunity. Kalim Sabha Jayancharya Gunagya Sarabhagina Yatra Sankirtanenaiva Sarva Svarto Bilabhyate. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga because in this fallen age, all perfection of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtana. So elsewhere in Bhagavatam, it's in the fifth canto, so far I recall, he said that demigods are queuing to take birth on the earthly planet in Kali Yuga, at least those demigods who are very serious about spiritual advancement, because they can join the Sankirtan movement and in one short lifetime they can attain perfection and go back to Godhead. Whereas in the heavenly planets it can take a very long period of time to progress in spiritual life. The lifespan is very long, and there are many heavenly delights which distract the residents of the heavenly planets, which entangle them in sense enjoyment, and therefore they cannot focus very well on austerities and spiritual practices. Although, of course, in general, demigods are devotees. They're pious persons, at least pious persons. So obviously the atmosphere is much more in the mode of goodness, but that doesn't mean there is no influence of passion or ignorance. They also have their influence, and a person can become attached to living in the mode of goodness so much so that he doesn't take seriously to spiritual practice. But for demigods, the earth in Kali Yuga is a very degraded and unclean place. Prophet once said, I think, that demigods wouldn't even come to the earth to pass urine in Kali Yuga. So in previous ages, of course, they came. They were present at yagyas. They would be invited when yagyas were being performed. But, you know, there's no qualified person to perform such yagyas now. So they're not going to come for that purpose. And why else would they come here? Degraded people living in an animalistic way. The whole planet has become polluted. So it's a that term is used, rat race. This is what it's like, rat race. People are struggling just somehow to survive in a cutthroat environment, and they don't care. And, of course, there are many environmentally conscious persons, but the majority probably don't care that much, you know, about the condition of the planet. Just somehow or other eke out a living and gratify the senses. And generally people don't follow religious principles or standards. So therefore the demigods are not inclined to come here for comfortable living or for enjoying the senses. But they are, those who are intelligent amongst them, they are inclined to come here for spiritual practice, that is to say, for joining the Sankirtan movement, because Sankirtan movement, you know, it is flourishing, it is expanding, although not on a massive scale, because still it's Kali Yuga, but nevertheless there is a, you know, increase in the number of devotees, and it is predicted to increase over the next 5,000 years. So on the one hand you've got the shelter of the Sankirtan movement, and then that's contrasted with the unpalatable situation in general, especially in the big cities. And so one can see the misery of material existence very graphically, and at the same time there's an environment in which one can practice spiritual life very seriously and very intensely. So that unpalatable environment around us, unpleasant environment around us, is good in the sense that it's an impetus to take shelter more seriously within the Sankirtan movement and engage oneself fully in the devotional service of the Lord, because then one will not be affected by the contaminated environment of Kali Yuga. One will be protected. Maybe some small degree of contamination might be there. Of course, it depends on the consciousness of the devotee. You know, someone who's not very strict or serious, he may be affected more by the influence of Kali Yuga. But for one who's very serious, then he won't be affected. He'll be situated on the transcendental platform. So that's an advantage then, in that sense. The age of Kali, it puts a pressure on devotees to be more serious, to be more focused and concentrated on their spiritual practices, and in order to be protected. Whereas in the heavenly planets, you know, the generally mode of goodness environment and the, you know, long lifespan and the various heavenly delights, you know, they would cause a person to become lax in his spiritual practice. What is the need, you know, what is the need to be so intensely practicing Krishna consciousness, you know, when basically everything's very nice up here.
You see. So Kali Yuga, in that sense, this is the advantage of Kali Yuga. It's unpleasant features. They put pressure on a devotee to be more determined in his spiritual practice, because he just doesn't want to have to again come under the grips of Kali Yuga. It's such an unpleasant experience, and he can see also that people are having a hard time out there. So many conflicts, on every level, relationship level, family, society, communities, countries, constantly conflicts of different kinds going on. And if one is not engaged in Krishna consciousness, if he's just a person living in Kali Yuga, even within his own mind, there's so much dilemma, so much tension, stress. This is one of the biggest problems of the modern age, is stress. Although we have so many conveniences, material conveniences, nevertheless, to maintain all those things, motor cars, roads, aeroplanes, etc., etc., people have to work even harder. And the environment is very jarring. It's not natural to be, surrounded by motor cars whizzing here and there, or flying in tin boxes in the sky. It's not at all the normal environment, breathing in polluted air, etc. When we go to a scenic place in nature, one feels much more in harmony with one's environment. At least probably most people would, but some people, they wouldn't like it at all. They're so addicted to living in big cities, and that they put them into a natural environment, they don't feel comfortable, or they feel even fearful. So this is the conditioning of Kali Yuga, and people can become so disturbed by it that they perform horrible crimes. They just kind of feel repressed, suppressed, and suddenly burst out. Like, every so often we read somebody, got a gun and went on a shooting spree in a school or in a shopping center and killed a whole bunch of people. Just, out of madness and out of the pressure of Kali Yuga environment. So this is unfortunate, but it also it adds to the urgency of the need for spiritual practice. When we hear about these things, we think, wow, better not to stay in the material world, it's so unpleasant. Better to, as Prabhupada recommends, finish up one's business in this life and get back to Godhead. Don't waste time. Certainly don't waste time here in Kali Yuga, and don't waste time trying to get to the heavenly planets to enjoy heavenly delights, because one is just prolonging his stay in the material world, and there's going to be risk in going to the heavenly planets that one will be so distracted by sense enjoyment, then his good karma will run out, he'll fall down again, and he may become involved in sinful activity and have to go down to lower species of life. He can prolong his existence in the material world for many, many lifetimes. So therefore, one, forewarned is forearmed. When we find out about the actual situation, most people, they don't understand what's actually going on. They're just identifying with the body and trying to, eke out a living and enjoy the senses as much as possible. And, you know, they think, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That's it. Finished. But, you know, one who studies Vedic literature, who studies Bhagavad Gita, then he learns, no, this is not the case. We're going to go on existing eternally. You can't get out of existing just because you leave your body. And so you've got to come to terms with that. Therefore, we have to understand how our activity impacts upon our future after we leave this body. And therefore we need to adjust our activities so that it will be for our eternal benefit, not just for the short-term benefit of this material body. And that's where the Sankirtan movement comes in, for those who are understanding their spiritual identity and not misidentifying with the material body. They're going to come to the Sankirtan movement for spiritual nourishment, for association of like-minded persons who have common interest, common understanding and common interest. So common understanding of our spiritual position and common interest to give focus and stress to, you know, spiritual life. Not to say to ignore one's physical or mental side, you know. We're in a particular body, each one of us, and so we have a physical needs and mental, emotional needs. But those can be satisfied within the parameters of Krishna consciousness, while at the same time giving main stress to the needs of the soul. So in this way, a person can harmonize the needs of the soul and body and mind, and one can lead a balanced, genuinely balanced existence. If one is ignoring the soul's needs, then one's existence is unbalanced, which will cause one distress, tension. And one will never be able to get it right, so to speak, if he's not giving attention to the needs of the soul. So this is the position in Kali Yuga, and that's an animalistic kind of consciousness. And animals are very much on the bodily platform, and you know, they just go to any length to satisfy their sensual needs and demands. But human beings, they have the higher intelligence and the ability to understand their spiritual position and to choose a kind of activities which will be beneficial for that, for their spiritual welfare, for their own spiritual welfare and for other spiritual welfare. So Sankirtan movement is meant for such persons. As Prabhupada said, businessmen gather in the stock exchange and they're asking questions, how much is it cost, how much is the price of rice, how much is the price of gold? Do they have some common interest there in a business activity? So similarly said, persons who are interested, genuine interested in spiritual life, they'll come to the Krishna consciousness movement and engage in the Sankirtan activities and in devotional service, because thus they can have association of like-minded persons, and this will give strength and determination in one's practice. Sadhu Sangha is one of the most important aspects of Bhakti Yoga. Lord Chaitanya stressed five aspects in particular: Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vasri Murtira Shradaya Sevan. That is to say, association of devotees chanting the holy names, hearing the Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities, and visiting holy places. These activities are the basis of ISKCON. There are 64 items of devotional service, but these five were stressed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the most important. But that's what we do. It's an opportunity for devotees to come together and have association. And what do? They chant Hare Krishna together. They hear the Bhagavatam together. They worship the deities together. And thus the place becomes a holy place. In fact, devotees themselves are considered to be like holy places. That Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas, Tirtha Bhuta Svayam Vibho, Tirti Kurvanti Tirthani, Svantastena Gata Brita. That's a verse spoken by Yudhisthira Maharaj to Vidura. And he said, saints like you are verily holy places of pilgrimage. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. Seems like you are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. So this is the power of the devotees. Because of their focus in devotional activities, because they're chanting, because they're reciting Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, they're bringing Krishna into their lives. They're manifesting Krishna in their activities, in their speech. And because Krishna is present, then the place is purified. The place becomes a place of pilgrimage. So therefore the Sankirtan process is so powerful, because the devotees are gathering together. They're loudly calling out to Krishna, loudly chanting Krishna's names. So this is Krishna is obliged to come and be present in that way, due to the love of his devotees and the intensity of the devotees. So therefore, even though it's Kali Yuga, it's a wonderful opportunity for spiritual advancement. And therefore demigods are interested in those who are serious are interested in participating in the Sankirtan movement. So any comment or question? Oh, Prabhupada said that temples are like embassies of the holy dams. So when people, as he said, go into American embassy, they'll see it's like America. There are American, what they call, marines there. Water imported from America, It reminds one, it's like a little oasis or little piece of America in a foreign country. So in the same way, the temples are like, little extensions of the holy dam, which are, situated in other countries like Australia. So this is a holy place that I come here and chant Hare Krishna.
When the spiritual somebody can progress further, or they will come back to it and practice spiritual practice and go back to it.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
From the spiritual, from the heavenly planet, can somebody progress further, do the spiritual practice and go further?
Well, yes, it is also, should be possible, but it's just more, there are more distractions which would keep one entangled longer in the material world. But, yes, possible. No, increase for 5,000 and then a gradual decrease for another 5,000. 10,000 years the Sankirtan movement will continue. It is not that it just goes expanding up to 10,000 years and boom, it abruptly stops. It goes increase and then it will gradually, the number of devotees will be less and Kali Yuga will become more powerful. Devotees will go away. You mean that it could change so that Kali Yuga will be completely ousted? I don't think. You know, although that should be our mood. Let us counteract Kali Yuga. But still, as scriptures say, it's going to last for 427,000 years. They say that people become very, very degraded. We expect it will happen. But still, a devotee is going to try to their best to counteract the influence of Kali Yuga. Nothing's impossible. Yeah, okay. We can have that. We should have that mood. But I mean, it'll be long past our time, unless, of course, we keep coming back for preaching. Well, I think we have to hear regularly, because when we hear from Prabhupada's books, that's a constant reminder. It's very important, actually. I mean, our behavior is influenced by what we hear. Our behavior is influenced by the persons we associate with, so we should keep good association. In other words, try to be strict in following the process. Chant attentively, keep good association. In other words, listen to good advice. Prabhupada said a first-class person, you know, he hears from bona fide authority and he follows, and therefore, he performs the activities which will be, always performs the activities which will be spiritually beneficial. Second class, he hears, but still, he doesn't follow everything. He makes mistakes, but he learns from those mistakes. And third class, he hears and he makes mistakes, but he doesn't learn from the mistakes. He goes on making mistakes and probably gives up hearing anyway. Starts hearing from, materialistic sources. So, hearing. Krishna conscious philosophy, reading Prabhupada's books, hearing classes, hearing recordings of lectures. This is important. And a good sadhana, attendance in kirtan, chanting japa attentively. This is important too. And keeping the right association, staying with devotees who are serious, associating with devotees who are serious. Sometimes we need a jolt also. I mean, sometimes a person becomes complacent and he has some sort of something happens in his life which kind of wakes him up. But I mean, that's good, of course. But I mean, it's better that one just attentively follows the process. But it's a matter of one's, own desire also and determination. But Prabhupada said following the four principles, that makes a person determined, that helps a person to be determined. But some upset or suffering may also cause a person to be determined. But as I said, best, we learn by hearing from the bona fide authorities and We keep our priorities right, we keep a focus on spiritual practice. Yes, I said, by hearing from bona fide authorities, by hearing from serious devotees, that's the best way to learn. Yeah. Is it that they what, the duties? Well, I'm sure they tried to get permission, if possible. Get a leave of absence at least. They have some, you know, others they can train to do whatever. I can't say exactly, to be honest. You know, it's they're praying to the Lord that the Lord will allow that, and the Lord will make some arrangement, no doubt. Yeah.
Of the two things, hearing and reading, Prabhupada, which is the most important?
Well, Prabhupada, he does say in one purport that hearing in the association of devotees is more effective than simply reading. So he especially stressed, you know, classes and some discussion of Krishna conscious philosophy amongst the devotees. But reading is also good, of course. But that it is there. I think it's in the first chapter, one of the verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the purports, first or second chapter.
Question about Jesus and the Bhagavatam.
About what?
Jesus and the Bhagavatam, or where does Jesus fit into the...
Not on the topic. He's not a member of the Panchatattva. Okay, thank you. We'll finish now. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanandi.